Now, in this session, I'm going to teach you a really powerful method for learning a list of information. That could be anything, a shopping list to the elements of the periodic table. First of all, I want you to go back to 1987, because that's when my life literally was changed. Before 1987, believe it or not, if you'd have presented me with a 10-digit number, I probably would have got about 6 or 7 digits right. And as far as cards goes, I probably couldn't have memorized more than about 4 or 5 playing cards in sequence. So what happened in 1987 to change all that? Well, one day I was channel surfing, as one does, flicking through the channels, and I saw this amazing guy called Creighton Carvello. And he was on a program called Record Breakers, and he was attempting to memorize a deck of cards, which he did, in just under 3 minutes. Now, had I not seen that, I wouldn't have thought it was humanly possible. Because what happened was, the cards were dealt out one at a time, one on top of each other. And I figured, well, he's not actually photographically memorizing the cards. He must have a system for connecting one card to the next. But I really should have had more faith in his natural abilities. So, armed with a deck of cards, I went up to my room and I decided to try it out for myself. And I couldn't connect more than about 4 or 5 cards together. So it got me thinking. I'd heard somewhere about making up a story and using a thing called mnemonics. So I decided to give the cards a symbol. But first of all, I thought, well, I wonder if Creighton's using a trick here. Maybe he's using his body to store the information. So just think about this. Maybe he had a system so if the first card was the 2 of clubs, he would move his foot to 2 o'clock. And if the next card was the 3 of diamonds, he would move his right foot to 3 o'clock. So he'd gradually work his way up his body. So every time he dealt a card, one part of his body would have to move. Now, the mind boggles, because that means that 52 parts of his body would have to move in 52 separate ways. Just think about that. So I threw that one out. Then maybe I thought, well, perhaps he's using some math here. Maybe he's using a calculation. But so far, no one has come up with an answer for that. So I really should have relied more on human intuition, on memory power. So I'd recently been on a business trip to Khartoum, and I'd been sitting around in a place called the Sudan Club, waiting for businessmen to come along, which they never did. And 5 weeks there, I got used to the layout of the Khartoum Sudan Club. So I knew exactly where the layout of the restaurant was, the swimming pool area, the squash courts, etc. And I thought, well, maybe if I turned each card into a person or an object, I could connect them by imagining them sitting around the swimming pool or in the restaurant. And then I thought, well, it's going to get a bit crowded, isn't it? If I've got 52 objects and 52 people all mingling around in a big party, how am I going to get the sequence right? And then it suddenly hit me. Well, why didn't I just put them on a journey? Make up a journey of 52 stops or stages right the way around the city of Khartoum, and then just walk through it and imagine seeing each card as a person or an object. Now, this really was the eureka factor. This was the development of the journey method. Here's what I want you to do. I don't want you to start thinking about memorizing anything. All I want you to do is just form your own journey around your house. So starting with the place that you wake up in the morning, your bedroom, that could be the first stage. Where would you go next? Maybe you go to the bathroom, so that would be the second stage, the spare room, third stage, fourth stage, staircase, etc. I don't know what your house is like, so you have to make up the journey yourself. But just count off on your fingers 10 stages. Okay, now, if you're driving a car or operating machinery, don't take the following advice. But if you really want to maximize the benefit of this, close your eyes and just imagine the journey that way, because then you avoid the distractions. When I'm recalling information or memorizing a spoken digit number, I always have my eyes closed. Try this with your eyes closed, because then you avoid all the distractions from the outside world. It helps you to focus on the information that you're receiving. So imagine that you're floating through the house. Just get the feel of the house as though you're there now, looking at all the familiar knickknacks, and just gradually count off on your fingers 10 stages. Now, if you run out of rooms, well, then go into the garden. Maybe call the front gate one of the stages. If you run out of garden, then go into the street or to the next door neighbour's house. It doesn't really matter, but it's important that you keep an order through the journey. So you wouldn't go from your bedroom to the garden shed to go to the upstairs bathroom, unless it was a Friday night and you had too much to drink, of course. So just think about the journey, and when you've got 10 stages, then we're ready to implement the journey method. It's most important that you lay down this order of stages. So prepare the journey, and the best way to do that is to pause the program now. And when you've got that ready, then come back to me.